दीपक संजीव
विराट कितना मुश्किल है हाउ इजी एंड हाउ डिफिकल्ट फॉर अ कैप्टन हु इज कंटीन्यूअसली विनिंग टू कीप द मोमेंटम गोइंग एंड कीप द विनिंग स्ट्रीक गोइंग
इट्स अ चैलेंज डेफिनेटली It's a challenge to repeat the same things that the team has been doing for a while, and but I think that's what professional cricketers are picked to do, and that's something that we take as a responsibility, but not as a burden. That we need to make sure we put all things in place for us to give for us to have the best chance of going out there and winning a test match, and that's all we've done in the past couple of years. And the results have been nice. So we need to be aware of how we prepare. What are the small things that need to be in place for us to be ready for every game that we play. And the team has been quite aware of that. And this test is going to be no different. But you're right. I mean, the challenge is a tough one. And all of them have lived up to it so far. And it's really good to see as a captain.
John, thank you. Can I ask you, Virat, about your thoughts on the DRS? You've had two matches now with it. We've seen, I think it's fair to say, some mixed emotions from you. What's your thoughts of it at the moment?
I think it's just one way to make sure that everyone knows the correct decision has been made or not. The umpire's call bit, everyone understands because they are the people who are, given the job to make decisions, and their call is respected even in the DRS system. And I think that's pretty fair. A lot of people don't understand that. But if the on-field umpire has made a call, then obviously the benefit has to go to him in terms of what his vision of the decision was. And then DRS just confirms that particular decision. If it's really, really off, off target, then the DRS corrects it. But if it's marginal, then you got to respect the umpire's call. That's all it does. I think it clarifies the decision that's made on the field. And I think that's absolutely fine.
And you're happy. You give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. It just confirms the decision that's been made on the field. And if you want to challenge the umpire, it's not just, you telling him that he could have made a different decision. You actually have an option to check it again and figure out if he was wrong or right. So I think it's pretty fair for the game.
Chetan?
Just following on from that DRS question, you just explained your understanding of the system, but in terms of the progression of the team using it, we saw the bowler was trying to impress upon you to take the review, and also can you just talk about that aspect of using DRS and also the progression from Rajkot to Vishakhapatnam and how in the future you want to use DRS?
I think we need to have a bit more patience with that particular aspect. Us as a team has only played two test matches with DRS, and I can't analyze the progress in a span of 8 days. It's not something that's going to drastically change or something that's going to keep going on in one direction. I think we need to analyze that over a period of 12 months as to how we've used it, how better we've become. A span of 8 days is too less to judge, I feel. But we are trying our best. I mean, obviously the wicketkeeper and the bowler are the main people involved who have the best sight of where the ball hit the pad or, if they heard a sound of the bat, or the close infielders as well play a massive role. Like you saw with KL's dismissal, I think it was Hamid who actually convinced the bowler that he heard something, which someone else might not have. So I think it takes awareness of all the people around the bat, especially close to the batsman, to understand what happened and give the right kind of feedback. It's, as I said, it's a pretty fair thing to have happened, and we're going to get better with using it for sure. We're going to understand it better and actually figure out where the ball has hit the pad and all those sort of things. Sometimes you feel like you have less time, but actually you do have more time. Not many people realize after the ball is declared dead is when the 15 seconds start and not before. So those are the sort of things that we'll be more aware of going forward. But in a span of two games, I think it's very little to judge how we've gone so far with DRS.
Shekhar?
Virat, you must have looked at the wicket. The way this wicket has played in last two matches, is there any thoughts about going out with all four spinners?
See, combinations, as I said, we never disclose in press conference. I saw the wicket. It looks absolutely okay to me. There's nothing you know, too different about the wicket. It's a Mohali wicket. The soil is as it's always been. And yeah, it should be a wicket where the team that plays better cricket should win.
Question here, please.
Virat, we've seen this subject this week of people eating sweets on the field and shining the ball. A subject for debate because of what happened to Faf du Plessis, who was fined. And there some pictures emerged of you seemingly having a mint and shining the ball. What did you make of that? What did you make of that as a subject?
I think it's just to take the focus away from the series, to be honest. It happened in South Africa when in Australia when South Africa won the series. I'm surprised the issue actually of whatever I've been told came up in Rajkot, but there was no mention till we saw the result in Vizag. So, see, to me, a newspaper article doesn't matter over the decision of ICC. You know, we as cricketers respect that only. And allegations and speculations is something. I don't read newspapers, so I'm not aware of those things. I was told 5 days after that thing came out that something like this has happened, and I laughed it off because I don't pay attention to all those things. It's just some people are trying to take the focus away from the series. Good luck to them, but we are totally focused on what we have to do in this game.
So you don't think you were doing...
Sir, one question at a time, please. Sir, one question at a time.
You don't think you were doing what Du Plessis was doing, for instance?
What was I doing?
Well, that's what I was asking. Did you ever put your hand on the mint and shine it off?
Sir, I would appreciate...
If I was doing something, ICC would have spoken to me. Period.
Tim.
Virat, what do you make of the chances of Jos Buttler playing for England? He's only played one first-class game in a year. I mean, knowing what you do about the player, do you feel that he's a guy that can almost switch to Test cricket very quickly and be a danger for England?
I think he started off pretty well. You know, he carried on his limited overs form into Test cricket. I was actually quite surprised to see him being left out after a couple of, you know, bad runs. I think he's a very talented player. We've all seen him do really well for England. He performed really well in Bangladesh as well recently in the ODI series. He showed composure. So we know that he's a quality player. We understand his potential. And we're quite aware of what he brings to the table. And I guess, a good opportunity for him to play in these conditions. He's played in the IPL as well. So he would obviously know what these conditions are like. And as I said, we understand what he brings to the table. And we're not thinking that it's a decision going to be taken in panic or anything. He's a talented cricketer, and we would respect that and try to counter what he brings.
Kushal, please.
So how easy or difficult do you think that the captain for a player, knowing that there is a first-choice wicketkeeper who has been doing well, and this guy comes up after 8 years and has to play a match, and may not be playing the next match, what are the captain's skills?
Luckily, Parthiv's attitude has been great. I don't see any nerves. I don't see any, he's played enough cricket to understand this kind of position and this situation. So he's pretty excited to be back. He's pretty excited to make a mark. He's been performing consistently well in first-class cricket over the past few years. And, he's a guy who has experience at the test level. So we're pretty excited to have him back. Although, you know, wouldn't have thought of Saha getting injured at this stage, but it's a part of the game. Yeah, Parthiv understands where he stands with this situation, and I'm pretty glad that he respects that, and he's still looking forward to the opportunity and try to make a mark. So he knows that when we want to take two wicket keepers away from home, you know, that's his opportunity to stamp his authority and make sure that he carries forward with the squad in future as well. So I wish him all the best.
Last few questions, Kaushik, please.
Virat, for some reason or the other, since you took over as captain, they had a 11-for-80 game. When you use the strategic call. So, as a captain, some of them are newcomers, some of them are people that come here and come back. As a captain or as a management group, is it a challenge at all to integrate the resources on a match-by-match basis?
This is something that we made pretty clear when I think we lost a game in Gaul. And after that, we had a pretty clear chat that we're going to play people that we think are suitable for different venues. And the team bought into it. Even with the batting order changes, We have made changes. I've gone up and down the order as well, and other batsmen have been keen to do it as well. So I think it sends a message across that the eventual motive is for the team to win. And for that, every player needs to buy into the idea. And it makes it easier as a captain and the management group if the players agree to it. And they have, and they've been pretty good with it. That's why if you see someone stepping in for a game or two, they take it as an opportunity and they're actually given match-winning performances. It's not like they're taking pressure off not playing the next game or not knowing whether they'll play the next game. It's just about focusing on that particular game and staying in the present. And I think that's been really wonderful to see, and we just want to carry that forward.
Last question.
In terms of touring teams coming to India and the quality of the spin that you've got to face, what have you made of Marinelli and Adil Rashid so far? Do you feel as though Marinelli, who had some success in England, is a better bowler, or you're playing him better now? I mean, how do you look at that challenge of England's spin?
See, again, you're talking about two phases that are very different for a cricketer's mindset. To me, you know, back in 2014, every bowler looked difficult because I wasn't in a good mindset. But when you're playing well, when you're in a good zone, then obviously you feel that you have an upper hand against any bowler that you play, and that's something that you need to carry on to the field as well. Not taking anything away from Moin, I think he's a pretty terrific bowler. He makes an impact in England as well, so he understands which lines and lengths to bowl and what speed to bowl at. Even Adil, I played against him in the under-19 level, and I told him in Rajkot I was surprised he didn't make it to the England squad in the next 2 years. When we played him back in 2006, he was that good. So we understand, you know, the quality that these guys bring to the table. That's why they picked for England. I mean, not everyone plays for England in test matches. So we respect that, but at the same time, we understand and we have the belief that we are good enough to counter that. So yeah, I mean, you saw in Rajkot, they put us under pressure with their quality, and we respect that, and we're going to still find ways to keep countering what they throw at us. But at the same time, understanding that they are quality spinners and they can make an impact in the game, you know, whenever given a chance.
Thank you very much.